Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Race for Profit: How Banks and the Real Estate Industry Undermined Black Home Ownership by Kienga Yamada Taylor. Narrated by Janina Edwards. Introduction. Homeowner's Business. On September 18, 1970, Janice Johnson bought her first home in Philadelphia with a mortgage guaranteed by the Federal Housing Administration, FHA. In the now voluminous histories documenting the origins, policies, and practices of the FHA, Janice Johnson stands out as an atypical home buyer. She was a black single mother on welfare and living about as far from a racially homogeneous suburb as one could get. Johnson and her 8-year-old son made their home in a working-class black neighborhood in northeast Philadelphia, in a decaying apartment, in a building that had recently been condemned by city officials. Now facing eviction, Johnson needed to quickly find a new place to live when her mother told her of an apartment for rent in the same neighborhood. Johnson called the landlord in anticipation, but her hopes were dashed when he told her that she could not rent the apartment because she was a welfare recipient. All was not lost, however. The landlord suggested that instead of renting, Janice Johnson could buy the house at 2043 West Stella Street under the terms of a new program created by the Department of Housing and Urban Development, HUD. Low-income and poor people were now able to purchase homes with a small down payment and a low-interest, government-insured mortgage backed by the FHA. Backing from the FHA removed the risk from banks and other lenders who for many decades claimed to avoid lending in areas like Janice Johnson's.